February 26, 2018, Finance Committee to order. Would ask for a motion for the approval of the agenda. Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Fay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ask for approval of the minutes of the January Finance Committee meeting. Mr. Arquette, second. Mr. Hooper, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The first resolution has been tabled, so we will need a motion to remove it from the table. Mr. Akers, is there a second to remove it from the table? Mr. Denisha, Mr. Packlin, Ms. Bell, all in favor of removing it from the table?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it is removed from the table. I would ask for a motion for the 2018 Bassmaster Elite Series in Waddington, financially supporting the efforts of the 2018 Bassmasters Elite Series in Waddington, New York, and modifying the 2018 budget. Mr. Akers, Mr. Pickman, Ms. Bell.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had any further questions that you wanted to know, but we have a little report. I know that you have the budget, and we have a little report on the advertisement. We have 2 1-hour national shows that highlight the North Country on ESPN. We will have multiple national stories written in the Bassmaster magazine. To date, we have over 4,000 views a month at our webpage, and that 70% of those are from outside New York State. We have 179 national 30-second TV spots airing on the Pursuit Outdoor Channel. We have 79 local TV spots on Channel 7. The national TV 30-second ads are 100,000 to 342,000. Those are paid by Bass. And local TV station 30-second ads are between $200 and $1,500. So that is our advertising that we're doing. We are raffling off an ATV as we speak. Someone is planning a golf tournament. Someone is planning a run for us. We are having what's called Maple Stock. I'm not sure if you saw that advertised yet. It's for a weekend in July. It's camping for the weekend with bands and music for the Saturday. We also, I just lost my mind. There's so much going on. Went totally gone. It's just, I don't know if it will or not. Honestly, Mr. Forsley, I don't think it will. There's so much that we're doing that because y'all folks asked me to. I've been up and down the River District, been doing pretty good. The city administrator tonight in Augsburg is kind enough. She knew I had to be here, so she's going to canvass her board this evening to see if they're going to help. I have March 6th. I'm going to the Morristown Village and Town Board. I am waiting for a call back from the mayor of the village of Messina to see when I might be able to attend his meeting. My own village of Waddington bought a cover for a stage so that we can have it and the village can use it to rent out to other people. That was an $8,400 investment. The town is thinking about doing something, but I'm not at liberty to say what that is yet until they have their board meeting. Any questions?
Anybody would like to speak to this? Mr. Lightfoot.
So there's a potential then for additional monies coming to you that aren't listed as revenue on the budget that you provide?
Yes.
Mr. Burke.
Is there also a potential to cut some of your costs? I don't fully understand the budget, but the hotels for $8,500, what's that?
That's the hotels for the Bass staff. Their crew comes in, their tournament organizers, those people get so many nights per that week they come in. Some come in on Monday, some come in on Tuesday. The rest of them show up either on Wednesday or Thursday for that weekend.
So that's part of the Bassmaster's fee?
Yes, sir. And I forgot to mention the town of Louisville, and I'm sorry, Larry. They're buying all our tents, so that should be down there, I believe.
And the music for $23,000?
Yes, sir.
Is there a potential for that not to cost $23,000?
There's a potential to earn money there if we can and should, and hopefully will, take donations during the shows, especially the ones on Saturday, and when the tribute band from what is that tribute band? The gentleman passed away from cancer. They're coming in from Canada. Thank you. Tragically Hip are also coming in, I believe, on Friday night, which has not been put in the advertisement yet, but they're coming in. So we're hoping to raise some funds that way through donations.
So when is the deadline for you to be able to plan this budget? And I think Joe was probably alluding to that one with his question. If there's more money coming in, or if there's a potential to cut costs, you know, if we're being asked to give $30,000, what will happen if your budget ends up being, or the revenues end up being over $113,000?
That, sir, would be a blessing. Simply that we would have money in the coffers, because we really have not had that in. And it is very hard, as you well know, and as much as I've worked right now in the last month and a half to 2 months to try to put this together, either by going up and down the River District or getting events planned, that anything that we can raise can only help us if for the next time that these come in, the Bassmaster comes in, or something else would like to come into St. Lawrence County.
And again, I know you've worked very hard, and not to beat this issue to death, but was there any revenue left over from prior events?
From 2017? Mm-hmm. No, sir. Because we did not go after the normal people. We did not go after the RVRDA. We let that go because we knew that the Clark House Preservation Team were trying to get a grant from them to finish Clark House in downtown Waddington on the Main Street, so we didn't go after that at all, as we normally would.
Just one last question. And maybe you've already answered this and I didn't hear it, but when do you absolutely have to know whether or not...
To be perfectly honest with you, Mr. Burke, I don't know. I mean, I know that we would like to know what we're getting so that we can plan accordingly, and it's hard not to know what you're getting. I mean, right now I know what I'm getting from the few villages and towns that have come up. I know Senator Ritchie will be with a $20,000 ESD grant. I understand that. Beyond that, sir, I don't know how much the Maple Fest is going to make. I'm not sure how much. I'm hoping the raffle tickets for the ATV make $5,000. We're hoping the raffle tickets for the 50-50 makes $5,000, but that's going to be drawn during the tournament there in August. So to no one to tell you it's the break or make point, we're in the contract. We have to put this show on. And it depends on how we can coordinate and get the money to be able to do a decent job for it, sir.
But if we didn't, if the vote was no, no tonight, it doesn't preclude us from coming back and still helping out at a future point in time?
I would hope the county would not vote no tonight, sir, but no, it does not preclude it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Mr. Paquin.
Janet, I realize, like, this is unprecedented that they came back to Waddington, in back-to-back years. Has there been any discussion about maybe them making this an annual stop on their tour? Is there?
Not as of yet. We haven't, to be perfectly honest with you, Bob Giordano and myself, we haven't had time to even talk to them.
Gotcha.
I mean, we're trying to think of ways to raise the money, and I'm sure we could have that discussion with them. Would they do that? They might consider it because the fishermen love it so much up here, but then again, would it not just become matter of say mm-hmm. that it's another tournament. I think every 2 years is better.
Mm-hmm.
We were taken kind of very much by surprise for them to come back to back because they've never done it before in their history.
Mm-hmm.
I think every 2 years is a really good thing they should do, because it puts a lot of burden on the committee. It really does. We're exhausted.
Gotcha.
And we're going to be even more so as time goes on, but that's not an excuse. We'll do it. We'll do whatever we need to do. But it is unprecedented. Yeah, we were pretty pleased. But they like that's it good. Up here. The guys love everybody up here. Yeah.
Well, then that's a reflection of you guys and the work that you do, and you should take great pride in that.
And Bass likes 33,000 people coming in 4 days. Their sponsors love it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they bring more sponsors up here than they do to Orange, Texas, and that's a city.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Arquette.
Thank you, Mayor. I've been supportive of this from the get-go, and I think that you guys get better every year. I'm with Greg. I'm looking down the road at the ripple effect of this, and something that may be something we can count on year after year. I think one of the biggest challenges
for us tonight is showing what I feel
difficult to get our arms around that, but I believe that that's our responsibility for bringing it to us.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Forsyth.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. I've been on the fence with this. Originally, I was 100% behind it, you know. I love this stuff. This is what I did, you know. And there's a few things that I'm having a hard time grasping. And okay. I'll go right to the budget thing I've got here. Is the town of Waddington contributing $2,000? I don't see the village mentioned. Is there a reason?
No, it's not, because we haven't had our board meeting yet. We agreed to buy this shell, clamshell. Finally, I can think of the word of it. But that was only in the last, like, maybe week or so, but we haven't had our board meeting, so there's nothing on paper, so I don't feel I should put that there because it shouldn't be there. It's not going to just be for this event. It will be for the village to run out to other events or whatever.
Okay. The other part I'm having a problem with is it's taxpayers' money to fund this type of event. I think of the Seaway Festival, the parade. Mm-hmm. For years, they would put in the Augsburg Journal, 30,000 people came to Augsburg for the Seaway Festival. And that was made up of volunteers. Mm-hmm. Local organizations went to businesses, got donations, did it. And it gets harder. Every year, it gets harder. The people involved get less and less. The work gets harder. It's harder to collect money, economic times drive it. But they still do it. They put it on. Mm-hmm. And they still manage to do it. Then I read the high flow water. And I think I read last Tuesday, the village of Waddington received $160,266 and the town $80,133. Which in my mind, that's surplus money, you weren't expecting it. Why, out of that $240,000, couldn't we take 10% of that, a little over 12%?
Your facts are incorrect.
What's
I don't know. I don't know why the paper printed that, but that's incorrect. The village of Waddington does not get $180,000. When the money comes in, if the county does not decide to keep any out for the task force coffers, it'll be between $38,000 and $42,000. I talked to the county treasurer about that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Sue, you got misinformation.
What you might be looking at is what the settlement agreement is of the $80,000, which is the original 2002 settlement, sir.
Okay.
That's it. And my thought regarding your first statement there about taxpayers' money, I always assume that this money for this bass tournament or anything else per se like this, tourism, economic development like that, would come out of your compact money, not taxpayer money, sir.
Yeah. But we've already proposed our budget, so we'd have to make an amendment to our budget. That's what I'm looking at. And is this a justifiable? Yeah, probably is, but I'm not sure it is, you know? And then I see this other money coming in, and I don't see the contribution. I'm a little at off, but I'm probably not going to support it. But if you came back and you didn't have enough to do it, I would probably to help you get over the end zone. But at this time, I just don't think I can. But thank you.
Well, thank you.
Any other questions or comment, Mr. Akers?
Well, I think when we first started talking about this way back when in the beginning, I had mixed feelings about supporting it. But I see what's happened since. This is an international event. It exposes St. Lawrence County and the fishing to the world. And it's pretty cheap advertisement. They're asking for $30,000 as the entry fee instead of $60,000. I mean, right today, the Chamber of Commerce is holding a destination marketing plans about hooking on with county tourism and promotion at Jake's on the Water. That's ongoing right now from 4 to 6 p.m. So essentially, this is a prime example of what we're trying to accomplish. We know that people come to Lisbon Beach and stay, that fish in the St. Lawrence. We know that people have bought homes in Waddington and bought land in Waddington because of this. And it exposes these people to us, to our communities, and to what we have here. If we look around, we look at the jobs that we don't have, the loss with GM, Reynolds, everything shrinking. And what we really have here is really world-class fishing. and it's four seasons of sport, the hiking, the trails, boating, fishing, all of that. So it really gives a nice eye-opener for St. Lawrence County. So I don't think it's too much to ask for us. The tribal money is actually is not a distinct entity anymore. It all has to go into contingency, I believe. Is that true, Ruth? It's how it's before we used to have to make up plans about how these monies were being used. I believe it goes into contingency now, correct?
It comes in as a revenue source into the treasurer's office rather than having to have a plan approved both by this board, the local boards of Brazier and Messina, and then by the state ESD. So that part is correct. It comes in as a revenue stream without a specific appropriation.
So it's true, we do get somewhere between 30 and 35,000 amount of people. Are there a lot of them St. Lawrence County residents? I believe so, but they're still, they did the survey there after the first one, and the projections, they went around, there were graduate students from Clarkson that went around and did surveys. How far did you travel? How much did you spend? Are you staying overnight? And the projections were really broad. It was somewhere between 1 million and 3 million. I would have liked to have seen something more specific. But at the same time, I think what it is, you know, I see the fishermen. These guys fish all over the United States. And it's really genuine that the size of the fish and the fishing up here, what we really have. And I think that is shown through the programs. I've watched the programs on TV. And that it really comes through that we really have a really treasured spot up here. I urge all of you to support this endeavor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Lightfoot.
Just a couple of questions. And look, I don't mean to be a dead horse here.
Sorry.
Dead horse either, but I think there's some questions that we need to answer. And one of them is you said that your board had not met. Is your board going to consider using a part of that high flow amount that you got, whatever that amount is, towards fast passage return? The second question would be, if you look at your sales tax receipts, you'll see that you budgeted $190,000 on your 2017-18 budget. I don't know how far along you are on your 18-19 budget, but are there any monies in the 17-18 budget that are earmarked for the Bassmasters tournament that's going to occur after July at the start of your 18-19 budget?
Answer to both your questions, we just started our budget negotiations. Not as far as I know of at this point in time, because we're still looking at our budget if there's going to be any appropriation except for buying the $8,400 clamshell for the band stage so that we don't have to rent something for it. And the high flow money, until we get it, it's kind of hard to budget it or to even consider trying to use that money for anything, sir.
All right. Are any of the monies that Senator Ritchie has
No, the ESD grants are in. Mr. Dashna himself took them down to Watertown. I know that the gentleman, very nice gentleman there, first name is John, has gone through. Now, how far they are in the process, I do not know, but that can take 2 months of what he told Mr. Dashna.
Are you equal with the board in red or in black from last year's Bassmasters?
From what we know right now, we have $18,000 in the budget.
Left over. Last year?
Yes.
Okay. I think I have maybe one last question.
Yep.
On the first sheet of your 17-18 budget.
I don't even have a budget.
It's a little difficult to read.
Not that one. He's reading my budget.
So the unexpended balance, $115,313. Can you explain to me what that is?
First, I don't have the budget in front of me. Secondly, Mr. O'Brien is doing the budget this year. And so without him here, what is that?
Now, in county language, it would be fund balance.
Right, I know that in fund balance, in our sewer fund, we have $437,000. But in our regular fund balance, that's not correct either, 115, something like that, because what I was told is that we had more than that. And that's what we were trying to do is we were advised to put that money into capital projects like our civic center and like that for that money. Why that says 115.13, I cannot honestly tell you, sir, no.
Then what I am going to do, and I won't make it in form of a formal motion right now in case somebody else wants to speak to the issue, but I'm going to ask that we table this again until we get some hard and fast figures on what you are going to do with perhaps some of the questions that I asked you. Sales tax, fund balance, IPO money, how much, if any, of that money is going to be devoted to 18-19 fast passes. In addition to that, any fund balance, I'd like to know how much fund balance you actually have. If you're coming to us and asking us to finance roughly 25% of what the costs are going to be on the budget, then I think that, and I don't think you disagree, that we can just manage.
No, you do deserve some answers. My question back to you is that I should be coming here for assistance. This is the County of St. Lawrence, and this is a tourism and economic development thing that has been going on since 2013. We stayed away for 2 years, and we need assistance this year, rather I have a fund balance or not. As you do with your fund balances, you take care of what your needs are and what our needs are. We have a failing infrastructure. We need to address that. We have failing equipment, so I'm assuming the same as the county does. I mean, I don't mind trying to find those answers out for you, sir, and if you if the board chooses to table it, that's fine.
I think they'd be rather easy to come up with those, particularly after you have your meeting. If they're going to be discussed, you'd know to what extent they were being discussed and mm-hmm. what the final outcome is going to be. That's all I'm asking.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Ager.
Wannington does benefit somewhat, but not that much. Who really benefits from this is St. Lawrence County and the businesses right there on 37. So the River Lanes, because they are right next to the park, they do great business, okay? So they do great business. Cunoco sells a lot of gas and groceries, ice, soda, and beer, and a little bit of ice cream, not enough ice cream, okay? So they do well. Main Street is vacant, okay? So I wish that Wannington could capture more of this business. Mm-hmm. I think the restaurant outside of town, the Seaway, the barbecue, I think it may, their business is the same. Maybe it gets hurt. People come to the function. Wannington cannot charge for the expenditure. Like, we cannot charge, I think it's the rules of the Bassmasters, for the music. So it's $23,000 for the entertainment, which there is no revenue coming through unless somebody's going through with a bucket, literally with a bucket, asking for donations. So it's not a money winner for Wannington. The time and the effort is all volunteer. It's all sweat labor. It's for the idea of it. It's for the function of it. It's not a honeypot for Wannington. So this is really an endeavor to promote St. Lawrence County. Next.
Thank you.
Anybody else with questions? Mr. Denisha.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. just a couple of comments. as Mr. Aker said, this is held in the village of Wannington. It's held on the St. Lawrence River, which obviously the St. Lawrence River is not solely in the town of Wannington. I wish we had a better handle on the sales tax revenue because obviously it's not just the town and the village of Wannington that benefit from folks buying gas, from buying meals, from staying in hotels. I think about, one of our greatest assets that we have in St. Lawrence County is the St. Lawrence River. It's one of the best fisheries in the United States, if not the world. There are people from all over the country that come here to fish. People that a few years ago didn't even know where St. Lawrence County was, let alone Wannington. Those people come here, they spend money, they tell their friends. We get a lot of publicity on national television. And I think about, I ride motorcycles. I think about the Americade in Glens Falls. when that first started, it was just folks, a few folks that were motorcycle aficionados that started it. There's a lot of hard work that went into it. Now it's one of the biggest events of the year. You know, I see that we have the potential to do that here with the Bassmasters. And as I said, it's not just the town of Waddington or the village, it's the whole county of St. Lawrence, the whole North Country that benefits from this.
Anybody else? Okay, I'll take my turn. I'm not going to be voting in favor of it. I would probably vote in favor of any table resolution because I don't think we have all of the numbers in front of us. I do have one question. You said $18,000 is still in the budget from last year. I don't know if you mean that you've got $18,000 left over or $18,000 of bills left to pay.
According to my clerk, it's $18,000 in the budget at the appropriate fund for the Bass tournament.
So all the bills?
Yes, some of that is being paid off right now. We had to take some, and even today we had to take some to pay off some of the ATV costs there. I don't know what the exact budget is that I have left, like at 5 o'clock tonight, but we had to do that so we could take the ATV down to Watertown. We're going to a trade show down there.
So the $18,000 is not bills left to pay?
No, sir.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to check. I know you've got planning that you have to do. I feel like we're kind of at the front of the line, though, being asked for money, even before your own board has met, and $30,000, you're right. We understand that you've got a lot of infrastructure needs. St. Lawrence County has a lot of infrastructure needs. I wasn't in favor of the funding that we gave to the Chamber of Commerce, but the argument was made that the Chamber of Commerce would then at least act as our advertising tourism administration. And I wasn't in favor of it then because we don't have the money. We're not the bank is dry. We've been dry. And I know you're tired of hearing me say it because I've been saying it for 3 years. We don't have this money. We're scrimping and scraping, and we're asking our workers to scrimp and scrape, and we're asking our department heads to come up with ways to be more efficient. And when the first time I sat back there and heard about a Bassmasters, we were told this will be the last time. And so for 2 years you didn't, but now this wasn't the last time. It's back again. We've got bridges falling down. We've got major financial problems, and you mentioned the handful of stores that are probably going to have huge increases in sales. They're not in Pottstown, they're not in Governor, they're not in the rest of the county. In all honesty, if somebody from Pottstown came to me and said, "I want $30,000 from the county to put on a thing in Pottstown," I'd be like, "I'm sorry, but no, we don't have it." So I'll be voting no if this doesn't end up tabled tonight. Anybody else want
to
say something? Mr.
Fay. I'm going to speak in half, and I'm going to vote in favor of this. One of the hardest things you have to do as a businessman when things are looking short is to basically spend money. And basically, I think Waddington is spending money to help us generate revenue for advertising the county and basically generating revenue from sales tax. And basically, once in a while in business, you do have to spend money to take in money. And I think this is what's happening. Thank you.
And you wanted to?
I did, sir. Just so that you would know, there is going to be business in Potsdam this year. The Bass staff is staying at the hotel there down by McDonald's.
Anybody else? Mr. Akers.
Just for Janet, you have, what, 60 vendors?
We're hoping for over 75 to 100.
And
we've branched out quite a bit this year.
And the majority of these vendors, if not all, are St. Lawrence County?
A lot of them are St. Lawrence County, okay. Yeah. But then you do have your food vendors are definitely St. Lawrence County.
Right.
I have a couple from Governor, a couple from Messina, of course, one from Madrid, not one from Waddington this year, except for the Masons. They're here. We're waiting to hear back from another one from the Governor area. As I was sending out the invitations, I mean, it's all over the county.
Right.
And our thing is, and I've said this to y'all before, I mean, this is a county event. It's not a Waddington event. And Mr. Akers, or whoever said it, and I'm sorry, I'm extremely tired. We had a long day at the DMV today. And it's just, you see the benefit that this event has in every single town in this county. It doesn't matter if it's Waddington or Ogdensburg or Governor or Macomb or wherever you are. You see it because I talked to the county treasurer. She was very nice. It's impossible to get me direct figures, which I understand completely, about the sales tax. But everyone gets a portion of that sales tax in this county. And if it goes up during that time period, your town or what you're representing gets an increase in their sales tax so that they can use it in their budgets to try to do what they need for their community. So again,
well, we have vendors. I know Mullins from Governor, they have great barbecue. Yes. We have great barbecue in Madrid, but Mullins from Governor, Full Bears from Rensselaer Falls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but there's craft vendors, shirts and tie-dye, all the kind. Yep. So it's a broad base. But I don't really look at it as sales tax being the deciding factor. I think that this national and international exposure that we have on television, it's an hour-long show. There are repeats. And like I said, these guys, there's 100 guys that come up here. They fish all over the United States. I'm sure they're telling friends, hey, we had a great time in Waddington. You know, some summer we ought to go up there. We're not coming up there in the wintertime to skate or ice fish.
No, they don't come up in the winter, no.
So it's good. The word is spreading. It's spreading slowly, and like Mr. Fay said, sometimes you have to make an investment. This is an investment in today, and it's an investment in our future.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Mr. Lightfoot.
I'd just like to say that before I make the motion to table this, that what I'm looking for is just an accurate accounting of what this is going to cost and where the money is coming from. And I don't think that it is asking too much to ask you, when you meet with your board, to take a look at your first two receipts of sales tax for the last two quarters of your budget year. Mm-hmm. And you will see that you're on track to go over 200,000. You're budgeted 190. All I'm asking you is, are you going to use any of that money, any of that high flow money, whatever the value of it is, to offset what you're asking St. Lawrence County or anybody else to contribute? Also, the amounts that Senator Ritchie has supposedly secured for you that you don't have, mm-hmm. but that your bills are paid, how much is that? And when you get it, are you going to devote any of those monies, which are substantial, I understand, towards the Bassmasters tournament?
It would go right back into the...
Well, if it goes back into it, then there's no need, or there's not the need to come to St. Lawrence County, the Village of Messina, the town of Louisville, or anybody else looking for what amounts to taxpayer money. I don't care where you get it. It all comes out of the, if we don't have it, the taxpayer makes it up. So all I'm asking you is to, if you would please, do that, come back, and give that information to us. Then we can make an informed decision. So I would make a motion that we table this to finance next month.
So I have a second. Mr. for seconds. All in favor of tabling? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Let's see hands. Okay. Aye for tabling. 1, 2, 3, 4. No. Yeah. Not tabled. Any additional questions or discussion? In that case, I think a roll call. A roll call vote is in order. We're having a roll call vote. Or we just called a roll call. Yeah, we're voting on the resolution. We can take the extra step if you want us to.
If you say call the question.
All in favor?
We don't need to.
We're
already done.
We're, yeah, we're.
Yeah.
All right. All in favor of calling the question?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, roll call vote.
I have no idea what just happened.
Timmerman?
No.
Burke? Arquette?
Yes.
Haquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
No.
Forsythe?
No.
Lightfoot?
No.
LaPierre?
No.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
7 yes, 6 no, 2 absent.
Motion passes. Moving on, I would ask for a resolution for authorization to fill a heavy equipment operator position in the solid waste department. Don, you're looking much better than me.
Good evening.
I need a motion. Mr. Denisha, second, Ms. Bell. Okay, go ahead.
Good evening. The resolution you have before you is to fill a heavy equipment operator that's been vacant since August of 2017. In the solid waste department.
Mr. Burke. We motioned and seconded. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I would ask for a motion for a resolution approving federal aid local project agreement for the construction inspection phase for Franklin Road over Big Sucker Brook, pin 3342090, pin 775355. Mr. Akers, Mr. Lightfoot.
So this resolution is asking for St. Lawrence County to cover basically the first 100% of the cost before filing for reimbursement. And then again, it's for the construction and inspection phase.
Any questions? Comment? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Would ask for a resolution or motion for a resolution approving federal aid to bridge New York project for the final design for County Route 24, Russell Truss over Grass River, bend 3363520, pin 775364. Perkins, Mr. Denisha.
And as for the same resolution, only this is for the Bridge New York project in Russell. And it's, again, it's covering the first 100%, but it's for the final design phase of it and before it's reimbursed.
Questions or comment? Mr. Denisha.
Just a question. What's the proposed start date?
We are going out for bid in a month to a month and a half, and that'll be depending on the contractor's schedule, but it is for this year's construction season. So I can't tell you this month, but next month we'll be able to.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Any other questions or comment? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I would ask for a motion for a resolution authorizing the chair to award and sign contracts for Franklin Road Bridge over Big Sucker Brook, Village of Waddington, bin 3342090, pin 775355, and modifying the 2018 budget for the Department of Highways. Mr. Burke, Mr. Akers, Ms. Bell.
So in this project here, it's the Franklin Road Bridge in the Village of Waddington, and we went out for bid on the 22nd, and the low bidder, responsible bidder was Tuscarora Construction, $1.73 million.
Questions or comments? Mr. Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You say the lowest responsible bidder, so were there other bidders that came in under?
No.
Okay.
No,
thank
and
you.
When I say responsible, it goes to our engineering firm, and they evaluate many different areas, get concurrence by New York State before we decide ourselves to send it for award.
Thank you.
And I've done three prior projects with Tuscarora.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. As for a motion for a resolution approving a supplemental agreement with Stantec for construction inspection CI services for Franklin Road Bridge over Big Sucker Brook, Village of Waddington, pin 3342090, pin 775355. Mr. Denisha, Mr. Perkins.
And this one here, they have to provide construction inspection since I'm going to be on the Russell Trust, and we're doing two projects the same year. Their fee is $258,000. I went to the state to ask if that was within the ballpark because, like I said, 15 years we have not hired a construction inspection from another entity, and that's actually below cost. And it still fits within the pot of money that the state has for it.
Questions or comment? Mr. Nanisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Stantec, I know they're a big firm. They're not a local firm.
No, they're Rochester, and they did the design for this and the final design, so we continued with them with the construction inspection. The individuals will be an EIC and an inspector. That's a requirements by the state that must be on the project, and they're bringing them in. Unfortunately, there's nobody in this locale for that.
Okay. Yeah. Just go on record. I've dealt with Stantec before. I'm not a fan of Stantec, and keep an eye on them.
Okay.
Any other questions or comment? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. I'd ask for a motion for a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement between the Village of Canton and County of St. Lawrence, New York, regarding a tax delinquent property owned by M.R. Bells Incorporated. Mr. Burke, Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Lightfoot.
Good evening. As I think you're all aware, the county, over the course of the past several years, has really targeted a number of properties that have been deemed to be potentially environmentally contaminated. I have three resolutions on this evening, but they really deal with that singular issue, what we have been doing collectively to try to clean up the properties around St. Lawrence County. In the past 3 years, we have targeted collectively with the Comptroller's Office through the Oil Spill Fund 12 properties. Not including those properties that we have done individually and those properties that we have done with the EPA. Those properties have been successfully cleaned up. We have had an opportunity to seize those properties and sell them at auction or through arrangements with the Comptroller's Office. It has been a great delight working with the Comptroller's Office, and none of this could have been accomplished but for the fact that the spill fund was involved. The first resolution you have before you this evening is a resolution authorizing an agreement between the Village of Canton and the County of St. Lawrence regarding the M.R. Bells property. I know you're all aware because I came before you several months ago to seek permission to have the chair sign an agreement with the Comptroller's Office permitting the first portion of this agreement. I think it's incumbent upon me to actually explain how we're going to move through the agreement so that you'll see where the village agreement comes into play. But this is a multi-municipal agreement that is working to the benefit of not only the county, but the village. Back in July, with the chair and the vice chair, we attended a meeting with the Village of Canton and the Town of Canton to explain to them that the Comptroller's Office was actually interested in potentially targeting that site. It is a tax delinquent site. There's approximately $23,000 in back taxes that are due and owing on the site. The Comptroller has already performed some cleanup at the site, but not complete cleanup. This will be the first type of agreement that they have done like this in St. Lawrence County, whereby the Comptroller's Office is willing to come in and clean up this site, not fully knowing the extent of the environmental contamination at the site. In all other situations, we've had a phase two, we've had some indication as to the extent of the potential contamination. Here, the Comptroller's Office is essentially writing a blank check. But in order to get to the soils that are underneath the structure, we had to find some way in order to demolish the structure. That is where the village comes in. The village has agreed that they will take down the walls, they will take down the ceiling, and the Comptroller's Office will remove the footers and remove the flooring as a part of this agreement. The town and the village collectively are providing approximately $53,000 towards this agreement. From that $53,000, $7,500 will be paid to the county. The purpose of which is to pay to the comptroller's office for releases that will be provided to the county and provided to the village and any successor in interest for the clean property. Once that is done, the village would technically be free to convey that property if they wanted to a developer to develop that property once it is clean. I understand that is one of the things that they are exploring at this point. So the second resolution you have in front of you actually envisions us conveying that piece of property onto the village upon receipt of the $7,500 and the releases from the comptroller's office for the cleanup. The final resolution that you have in front of you is an additional property here in Canton that we are also targeting. It is the former Parker Painting location. We are planning on moving forward with a phase two at that location, but that has been a piece of property that has sat dormant for a fairly extensive period of time. The back taxes on that property are approximately $110,000 at this point. So we are anxious to try to start moving towards rectifying those types of properties.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I would ask for a motion for a resolution transferring a parcel, sale of an acquired property to the Village of Canton. Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Lightfoot. You already spoke to it. Do you want to say anything else about it?
I think it's pretty clear. It's a part of the agreement with the Comptroller's Office and with the Village of Canton.
Questions or comments on this part? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ask for a motion for a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement between DP 12 West Street, Canton LLC, and St. Lawrence County, granting the county access to property located at 12 West Street, Canton, New York, owned by DP 12 West Street, Canton LLC, to conduct an environmental investigation. Mr. Akers, Mr. Forrest, Denisha.
As I indicated, this is the former Parker Painting site located at 12 West Street here in Canton. It is the second parcel here in Canton that we are targeting in addition to the MR Bell site. Just as an aside, as I indicated, we've done 12 properties over the course of the past 3 years with the Comptroller's Office. This year alone, we are looking at 12 to 15 properties with the Comptroller's Office. So once again, couldn't be doing this without them.
Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Steve. I'd ask for a motion for resolution for authorization to modify the PY 17 WIOA budget to transfer formula funds from dislocated worker accounts to adult accounts. Mr. Hooper, Mr. Forsyth.
This resolution envisions transferring funds in a way that would make it possible for us to beef up the adult worker training account. The Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act of 3 years ago made these kinds of transfers easy to do. Up to 100% can be transferred in either way. We've had an extremely large call this year for additional training for adult workers. Dislocated workers is down. And this would transfer $85,000 from dislocated worker to adult. One thing I should mention to you, according to federal regs and according to state regs, what we would have to do if dislocated worker demand in the rest of this fiscal year exceeded our what's left in that fund, we would have to go back and retrieve some of the money. So that's a bookkeeping issue that we have to deal when we come to. But right now we got the demand in adult, and what we recommend is that you approve that transfer.
Questions, comments? Just got a question. What type of training tends to be most popular among this population?
I think the largest training at contingent right now are health care related trades, four or five of them, drawn blood, phlebotomy, home certified nurses aides, etc. A lot of the training is done by BOCES, as they've expanded substantially some of the training offerings that they've done over the last 3, 4, 5 years. Couldn't do it without them.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
this evening.
Yes, sir.
Can I take off my Workforce Development Board hat and put on my IDA hat here for a second? It's not a resolution in your packet, but the recent flurry of activity in Washington around the Tax Act, a little known provision that was part of the settlement that's in place starting in December and through earlier this month, is a I forget the name of the act, but it's one of the packages that was passed as part of the settlement that's been passed so far, which authorizes the tax incentives to allow people who have unrealized capital gains, people or corporations have unrealized capital gains, federal capital gains, to invest in distressed communities, which are defined as census tracts, which according to the Department of Treasury are classified as distressed. So there's things like median income, degree of poverty, etc. These are standard benchmarks that have been in place for years. And when you go and look at the maps that apply to St. Lawrence County, there are about somewhere around 30 census tracts covering St. Lawrence County altogether. And all but 7 of the census tracts in St. Lawrence County would qualify as distressed. Now, why am I sitting here telling you all this stuff right now? Because the act also provides that the governor of each state is allowed to designate up to 25% of the distressed census tracts in his or her state to the Department of Treasury to be listed as sites in which the investment of these unrealized capital gains can be made. The governor of the states has to do this by March the 21st. What I'm suggesting is that if this makes sense to you, that you ask the governor to designate all the distressed census tracts in St. Lawrence County, which are eligible to be so designated, as part of the 25% of the statewide total that the governor forwards to the Department of Treasury for approval. There's a little wrinkle. I don't want to get too far in the weeds here. Not that anyone's an expert on this, because it's brand new, and I'm surely not. But there's a detail that would potentially permit all the census tracts in St. Lawrence County to be so designated. The math escapes me at the moment. I don't have all the data. But census tracts that are distressed are clear, but also the law allows neighboring, adjacent census tracts to also be designated, provided they pass certain statistical tests. And it's conceivable that all of the county could become a what's called an opportunity zone county. So what the governor would be saying is that if you advised him to do this, that he would say all of the census tracts in St. He could conceivably, if the data bears me out, recommend to the Department of Treasury that all of St. Lawrence County become an opportunity zone county, and that investment could be made from the unrealized capital gains through a certain special purpose vehicle. That needs to be sent to the governor before he makes his decision on the 21st. So that's the bare bones. A lot of this is still up in the air, but that much is clear.
And the sense of it would be that because we're providing the information to you tonight, if the board's inclined to support this, that we could put a resolution in your packet to be adopted on the 5th.
Objections to that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I use the latest version.
Oh, yeah. Would ask for a motion for a resolution modifying the 2017 budget for the Office of Emergency Services due to a budget modification of the fiscal year 13 SICG grant. Mr. Denisha, second. Mr. Burke.
Okay, so this should be the last time I come to you with this specific grant for a budget amendment. So this was 4 years in the process of completing the $2.6 million that was awarded to the county to assist with the building of the communications infrastructure that we are continuing to build, and we're continuing to receive additional grant funding, but this one closed out as of December 2nd of 2017, and this is, and I've got all my stuff into the state. This is just to manage the county budget, moving it from a contractual line into an equipment line.
Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ask for a motion for resolution modifying the 2017 budget for social services for child welfare expenditures. Mr. Burke, Mr. Perkins.
This proposed resolution is a budget modification of $12,000 due to higher than anticipated expenditures for children classified as juvenile delinquents or persons in need of supervision. It's a budget modification within the department's budget. And the revenues increased in two areas. In addition to the related revenue of approximately 60%, there's also $4,800 of revenue identified from prior year refunds relating to reconciliation of the Medicaid enhanced federal medical assistance percentage.
Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
For your information, if I could just add, because you've seen this a couple of, this is actually the third time, the $4,800 is part of a $388,205 refund to St. Lawrence County of payments made under the Medicaid local share cap. And it followed the results of a state fiscal year 2015-2016 Medicaid enhanced federal medical assistance percentage reconciliation. So two previous budget resolutions have also used part of this. I think one of them was for $70,000 and the other one was for $32,955.
Ask for a motion for resolution modifying the 2017 budget for the Public Health Department for an increase in expenses to the coroner's program. Mr. Burke, Mr. Perkins.
Good evening. So this resolution is due to the higher than expected costs for the coroner's program and less than expected costs in the rabies program. So we're requesting an increase of the appropriations of $13,000 for the autopsies line of the coroner's program to come from the fees and services line of the rabies program.
Mr. Eggers.
Danny, you're looking healthy today.
Yes, I am.
It's good. As a public health director, that's always encouraging. Do you know, I mean, you haven't been on the job very long. Is this the result of autopsies done by individuals that have possibly overdosed on drugs?
So I did look that up. We have had an increase in autopsies in the last 2 years. And those deaths have increased by about double in the last 2 years, but it's hard to say.
But no specific purpose, like I mentioned earlier, like overdose deaths or anything like that, or are they just looking, or the coroner's office looking for a more definitive reason for the cause of death? Is that what's the reason for the increase?
Well, the overall deaths has increased over time,
okay.
So we get more. There has been more autopsies done,
okay.
But not in the last 2 years. And it depends where you bring the bodies for the autopsies to be done. There's lots of variation in the costs, and so when I've looked at which places they brought them to, the one that's more expensive is the one that bring it to more often.
Oh,
I've noticed, and I don't know why.
Mike LeCaire has an answer, I think. Maybe not to that one.
I haven't specifically hit it, but that call generally comes through my office. We have seen an increase in the number of unattended deaths, which are required to have an autopsy. Some of those are potentially related to drug overdoses, but there has been an increase in unattended deaths.
So you mentioned the two different locations for these autopsies, where they're done?
There's three.
There's three. And could you tell us who they are?
Clax, or there's... three or four. So there's Claxton, there's CPH, and there's the Messina Hospital. Claxton is most expensive, and I'm sorry, Claxton is least expensive, and CPH is most expensive.
And is there a reason for that?
I can't tell from the records. I can just tell you that I know where they were brought and what the costs were, so that's what I was just looking at that.
Would the tests be standard, which each hospital would be running, and who makes the determination where these bodies go?
That's a good question.
Okay. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, I can tell you.
Mr. Lightfoot.
You're here, Dave.
Is it the same pathologist that you're going to post, or is it the cost based on the hospital, what they charge for?
I think it's based on the hospital and what they charge for the facilities.
So there are not a lot of forensic pathologists in St. Lawrence County. I'm assuming that one doctor or maybe two are the ones that are doing it.
It looked like about 97% of the cases were done by the same person, so most of them are done by the one that we have. Yes.
Yeah. Other questions, Mr. Arquette?
You said it nearly doubled in the last 2 years.
So the number of deaths by the opioids. So I have for 2014 there was 12, for 15 there was 9, for 16 there was 17. And for 2017, there was 16. And there might be two more added to this last year. They're still waiting on the reports.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So I sent all of you notice on the weekend that there was a request from Franklin County to provide assistance to them in response to some of the recent flooding in that area. The Public Health Department was providing both their pot exercise as well as providing tetanus vaccinations on the reservation. So the staff stepped up admirably, worked out how and when they would be paid for what. Dana was available throughout the course of the weekend. Steve actually came in on the weekend to put together the agreement so that we could have the agreement in place to provide indemnity to the county. However, Franklin County wasn't able to secure the ability for us to be able to be on site. So we, in this case, we're not able to be helpful. However, everything from our end was done and ready. I believe there were about six or seven folks that were willing to participate, from nurses to our sanitarium. Dana herself was going to attend. So I wanted her to speak a little bit to the takeaways from the weekend.
I thought it was great how we worked on our side of things. I was able to pull the staff together. We could get an agreement together at a last minute. What happened for us, though, is that we found that we had a hard time trying to figure out like the call down. And so just trying to organize ourselves and then trying to find out, because we share this area with Franklin County, if we were having any trouble here in St. Lawrence County. And so we just had difficulty knowing if that part of the reservation, which is part of our county, if there was some problems there yet. And so trying to find out how we try to figure that out, who we get in contact, was a little bit difficult.
And Dana's been asked, hasn't been scheduled that she's aware of yet, to attend their after action meeting. So I think that will also help continue to grow the relationship with one of our neighboring counties.
Was there anything else you wanted me to
Ms. Straker says it.
I just wanted to thank Dana for making yourself available. I mean, you've got the staff being able to cooperate with you, and we're willing to work on a weekend. I know you have a young child and a young family, so appreciate that.
Well, I didn't really have to do anything for the staff. They were very kind of excited, and we have a pod activity that's going to be forthcoming. And so I think we all kind of wanted to see how theirs ran so we could do it, more efficiently or try to be. And so I think we were kind of disappointed that we couldn't go. I felt good that we could kind of, get our ducks in a row here, but still on their side, they just couldn't. And so I think it's important, too, that we look at how we can make an agreement by all the neighboring counties so that when this happened, because I think if the tables were turned, we'd want the help, too. And yep. So I think that's really important.
Well, please pass our thanks on to your staff then.
Okay.
Thank you.
For the county administrator's report, we start with resolution requests. So I would request a motion for a resolution recommending the 2018 New York State Legislative Agenda for St. Lawrence County. Mr. Denisha, Mr. Perkins, Ms. Bell, Mr. Lightfoot.
This is the third legislative agenda for the state that this board will be putting forward. We have increased the number of items this year. However, the focus was a bit more on no-cost items for the state to take a look at in this year, where they've early on announced a $4 billion deficit. Our approach was in some areas that we might be able to see changes that didn't have great dollars attached. So we also, though, have looked at being careful to measure the efforts of the state in the two agendas that we've already passed. So we've seen some indigent defense movement. We've seen some Raise the Age funding attached, and we're looking to bring forward the areas listed that will benefit St. Lawrence County and that we can revisit with them throughout the year. Questions?
Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
We have not yet, but we're looking at the week of March 13th. I have two transfer funds to report to you. For the Sheriff's Office, I have a $4,000 transfer that was needed to cover medical supplies for the to close out 2017, and a $50 transfer of funds to cover nutrition accounts payable in Office for the Aging to close out 2017. This is my first day back in the office. I, as you know, attended the Association of Towns meeting. I will bring to you at the board meeting an update on the classes that I attended. It was very valuable. I would dare say that I, at least at this particular conference, learned more than I have at a few of the last NYSAC conferences. So I found it to be very beneficial. Met some folks from other counties that I probably wouldn't have met otherwise, as well as had a little bit of time away from the office. So I'm grateful for that. Wanted to let you also know the Ogdensburg shuttle started today, and Legislator Hooper presided over at the ceremony that they held. Legislator Lightfoot attended, and they had a great turnout for the closed-loop shuttle to Ogdensburg. So they're looking at expanding their stops depending on ridership. So it was a great effort. And Andrea Montgomery, your Office for the Aging Director, emceed the event. So it went very well.
Under old business, I see we have a discussion needed for resolution number 246-2017, date amendment.
Let me see, George. I can speak to it.
Ruth was listening to me, so she'll speak to it.
I'll speak to it. So this resolution speaks to the request of the board to put together and have the legislative salary review conducted. So I haven't had the time to dedicate to get the data together. I've worked with Johnny. We have that together now, and we've asked that this be moved out until March. So at March, Finance will bring you back that report.
We don't need a vote right now. Any other old business? Mr. Forsyth.
I don't know if it's old or new, but who do we... Okay, there was a difference of opinion between Sue's letter and the Watertown Times. How do we find out what the high flow amount to the village and town of Waddington are? Did you have it all along?
Renee has it.
Actually, our wonderful treasurer here has a nice little spreadsheet that I am actually looking at on her screen and has all broken out.
You were just going to hold it from us? What, do you have the amount?
The amount I have is based on, you know, it depends on what exactly we are going to disperse. We've had conversations with the local government task force attorney between Steve and Mr. Gustafson about how much the county should retain to cover miscellaneous bills that come in from time to time. They're usually actually attorney fees or something like that. So based on leaving what we decided is about $100,000 in the account, it looks like the disbursement is it the village you're curious about, the village of Waddington?
Village and town, please.
Together? The village amount is $41,776.95. The town of Waddington will receive $83,553.91. That's just, you know, and that could shift a little if the dollar amount changed. But we just decided, I think it was late last Friday. Is it Friday? In an email about how much we would be holding on to cover the bills. So.
Okay, thank you. That gives me an idea.
You're welcome.
All right.
Any additional old or new or both business, Mr. Akers? Passed.
Seven six.
But let me make a point about that high wall.
Mr. Perkins is next. Okay, Mr. Lightfoot.
My the only interest that I have, and I would certainly be looking at a partial funding, but not for $30,000. And that depends on what they have. When I see a figure on the front page of their budget for 2018, it says they've got $154,000 of something money. I don't have it from. Okay, well, you're asking us for $30,000 and we've got $150,000 sitting there not allocated?
Of course. But again, they...
I didn't mean to bring up a sore subject. That is why the answer to the one. Get him all where we're at.
You made Kevin happy because he thought he lost.
He did.
So, a different old business, or is it new?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's probably both. The last couple of weeks, I've listened to some of the recorded meetings we have here at the county, the board and committee meetings. There's a lot of it you can't hear. Mics aren't being turned on or something, but there's a lot of it you can't hear. It's kind of hard to go back and listen to different things to get a perspective. I don't know if there's an issue that we can fix that. Why only a few mics can be turned on at one time? I know that's an issue. I would think Keith could do something about that. I've seen him jump around a few times, yeah. But we all have. But it'd be something we should look into because we want to go back to listen, mm-hmm. Or if the public wants to hear.
That's right.
Yep.
Have my mic on. It's really only supposed to be one person talking, so that's I just remember when you were bringing that up, yeah. That's where that's from.
And that's part of it too. I think often we forget engaged in conversation about turning the mics on as well.
Any other old or new business? We have need for executive session.
We do, for litigation and appointments.
So we need a motion to move into executive session for litigation and appointments. Okay, Mr. LaPierre, Mr. Pegwin. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're in executive session. Turn off your mic.